This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia sent paratroopers into Kazakhstan on Thursday to put down a countrywide uprising after deadly violence spread across the former Soviet state. Police say they have killed dozens of rioters in the main city of Almaty. State television said 13 members of security forces have died. Internet service has been cut off to the country, but what we know is that the people on the streets accuse the authorities of amassing huge wealth in oil and minerals, while the nation of 19 million remain mostly poor. The Chicago Teachers Union canceled classes for a second straight day after failing to reach an agreement Wednesday with the school district over remote learning and other COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
When you tell me you're too busy to be at the table all day long to get a deal done, you tell that to our parents and those kids who are suffering and depend upon us.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's not COVID-19 that will be keeping students away from Oxford High School in Michigan.
Students will return to learning starting Monday, but it isn't going to happen inside the Oxford High School building in Michigan. School officials said it will be a very slow transition as parents and students continue to mourn. 4 students were killed and 7 others were injured in a shooting on November 30th. An alternate hybrid schedule will start January 10th and last until January 21st. In the meantime, Oxford High School students will be taking classes at both the middle school and another high school. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
California is extending its indoor mask mandate for at least one more month through February 15th. The state had brought back the mandate last month amid a surge in new COVID-19 infections, fueled by the more contagious, less deadly Omicron variant. Dr. Megan Mesher-Cox on ABC 7 News.
Looks like the flu vaccines, people haven't been taking them as much this year, which is leading us into this twindemic.
USA Radio News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Two more aides from Vice President Kamala Harris's office have resigned, bringing the total to 6 staffers that have walked away. Jeremy Hunt, a West Point grad and former Army veteran, gives his opinion to Fox News.
With our leaders, we should want character and competence. And the problem is that Vice President Harris is failing on both. On the competence side, you can look at her approval ratings and see, she's like out of the 20s. I mean, it's gotten just so abysmal because she failed on the border. She's failed, even as a former prosecutor, she's failed on issues of crime around the country. She's failed on, COVID policy, you can look at everything there. But then even on the character side, these reports coming out of her staff should be taken seriously. Her staff are saying that she has had a toxic work environment. That's the kind of words that they're saying. And by the way, these are very far left liberal staffers. I mean, this is not like some kind of partisan attack. These are people who have worked for her over the years. You can go back 10 years and staffers are saying the same thing. I mean, so this is something, it's definitely cause for alarm. And in fact, in the Army, we used to have something called the command climate survey. And commanders would be assessed based on the type of environment that they provided for their soldiers. And, you know, soldiers would basically, it would be a moment to say, you know, what kind of environment is this? Is this a toxic work environment? What's going on? Now, to be fair, you know, commanders can be tough sometimes. But here's the thing. If it came over the years that everyone is saying the same thing, that commanders are not treating their soldiers with respect, you know, you can be tough, but you treat them with respect, then commanders would actually get in a lot of trouble about this.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you know, it's not going to be easy, especially in light of all this propaganda and this narrativization that has been thrust upon we the people, complicit with the mainstream media that wants to participate in all this manure selling that they're dumping on we the people. Enough of this stuff already. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of BreganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com, is with us. And she's got an interesting column at BreganBabe.com. That talks about mass formation psychosis. I mean, this is a great term, Megan, in light of what's happening to this culture at every turn, including this January 6th probe and, of course, the one-year anniversary. You happen to be there at the Capitol on that day, and your understanding and what you're reporting quite different and stands in contrast with what, Liz Cheney, Nancy Pelosi, and the progressives would want us to think, that democracy was in such peril on that fateful day.
Yeah, absolutely. And good morning, Bill. Good to talk to you in the new year. Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
Let's just kind of unpack all of this, starting with today. As I have talked to you before on your show, the first thing I noticed when I approached the Capitol, no, I did not go inside the Capitol. I did not go on the Capitol grounds. But I was at the Ellipse prior, where President Trump and others spoke. And over 100,000 of us, quite frankly, we went all the way back to the Washington Monument. And, you know, 99% of the rally was peaceful. And as soon as we started walking towards the Capitol, which took us over an hour because of the crowds, and that would normally take probably 10, 15 minutes, I immediately noticed the lack of presence of police. And having worked at the Capitol before, inside the Capitol, and having worked in D.C. for many, many years, over a decade, I immediately noticed the lack of police presence and that it was highly unusual. When you're in D.C., you always see police. You always hear sirens, et cetera. And so I immediately noticed the lack of police presence, and I actually said something to my girlfriend who was next to me, and I said, "Where are the police?" And then I also noticed, as we went around towards the backside of the Capitol, the lack of police, the lack of security, and people.
Why did you go to the backside, Megan? Why did you choose to go to the backside of the Capitol?
Well, the front of the Capitol was packed. I mean, it went all the way back to Constitution, I think Constitution Avenue, if I'm not mistaken, feeds directly mm-hmm. into the front of it. And it was just packed all the way back to the streets. And
yeah, because so they're saying the numbers now are about 2 million people is the updated number that were in attendance on that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. It was so hard. It was just a sea of people. I mean, everywhere you looked, it was mm-hmm. just a sea of people, whether you were at the lips and looked back, you know, from the stage. It was just a sea of red, basically, and wow. you know, mm-hmm. just American flags, et cetera. So we went towards the back of the Capitol just because the front, and like I said, it took us over an hour to get there. And so we ended up only staying maybe a half an hour because that's when the flares started going off and the smoke bombs, and we're like, well, this has really gotten out of control. And, mm-hmm. But what I also noticed were what I would call agitators, and also disruptors, leftists in the crowd that were causing the violence. I also noticed mm-hmm. that, and they were dressed very differently. I saw a whole group.
I was going to say, weren't they wearing? They had some helmets on, they body armor
right.
as well.
Yeah. Right, and they weren't federal, you know, agents or police. I mean, these were a ragtag
that you could tell anyway. Right.
Correct. Yeah, and I'm pretty mm-hmm. observant. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been a political operative for over a decade. I kind of know what's going on. I understand the left. I understand their tactics. I've been trained in that. When I noticed that the police started letting people in, I looked at my girlfriend again and I said, we're being set up. And the reason I know that we're being set up is, number one, the people that I saw, like I said, the Antifa-esque type of people that I saw that were infiltrating the peaceful rally. And when the police started letting people in, I'm sorry, but you're just not willy-nilly let into the Capitol, especially right. if you have backpacks and flagpoles and, you know, especially under these.
Well, not to mention, you've got the vice president, you've got Congress right. in session to verify the electoral vote. This right. is bizarre. Exactly. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, like on a standard Monday or Tuesday when I would call on the Capitol, you know, I might have like a briefcase or a bag, and I had to be searched. Mm-hmm. All my belongings right. were searched. I was wanded. I went through metal detectors. There was a high sense of security, as you would expect at the Capitol. They just didn't let anybody in off the street without some sort of proper security measures. But that was different this day. And so,
yeah. Well, what did they think? They were just coming to vote. That you didn't even need an ID, I guess, or something. Even
right,
ironic.
Exactly. And so that was my experience there. And we left, you know, shortly. I don't even think I was there probably more than a half an hour, 20 minutes. And then, of course, fast forward to today, where Kamala Harris has just compared January 6th to the largest terrorist attack on American soil, which would be 9/11, which, you know, over 3,000 people died on 9/11. It was committed by Islamic terrorists. It was a network and organization of jihad. This certainly mm-hmm. wasn't that. There was only one person that was murdered, and her name was Ashley Babbitt. The press tried to say exactly. that Trump supporters were murdering cops, and that didn't happen. I mean, if you remember all of the lies and misinformation, disinformation coming,
and they're still putting it out there, Megan. They're still putting it out there saying people died on that day. You know, and we know one person. We know Ashley Babbitt, a veteran, a white female. And as I was talking with Matt Brainerd this morning, imagine if it had been a black leftist who had been shot. Are you kidding me? All hell would be breaking loose.
Right, and there was actually a black leftist there that had a press pass somehow, mm-hmm. and he actually started a group back in Utah. His name is John Sullivan. He actually started a group back in Utah called Insurrection USA. As far as I know, there was initial charges brought against him, but he hasn't been imprisoned. He mm-hmm. was there and filmed Ashley Babbitt getting murdered. That's
right.
who someone broke the glass that she crawled through. Who was that? We don't know. And also someone planted pipe bombs the night before. or the early morning of January 6th. And they planted pipe bombs at both the RNC and the DNC. And we have absolutely no idea who that person is. The FBI has never talked about it. We have pictures from street cameras, but we have absolutely no idea who that person is, and they refuse to mention it. So there's a lot of unknowns about January 6th, and so because there's a lot of unknowns, and this commission certainly isn't there to find out the unknowns, they're certainly there just to completely label Trump supporters as the enemies of the state, as domestic terrorists. That's what the commission, the J6 commission, is for. And so when there's not a lot of information, what the Democrats will do, of course, is fill it with misinformation and disinformation.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Megan after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Never win, my God.
Okay, this J6 committee, complicit with Liz Cheney, unfortunately, and another rhino Republican. It's really sad where we are in this whole situation. The position they have that if it fits, you must convict. You know, kind of the opposite of the Johnny Cochran said that if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. Either way, you've got to understand what's fitting, what's not fitting, and there is a clear orchestration of the narrative, and we're being bamboozled, have been for a long time. Meanwhile, we've got real live human beings, your neighbors, being held in solitary confinement in a D.C. jail without due process. I mean, this has been going on for over a year. Absolutely disgusting, this attack on our democracy. But meanwhile, what has evolved here, as Megan Barth is pointing out, is this mass formation psychosis. I mean, it has really taken over the minds of our country. And as I mentioned earlier in our conversation with Matt Brainerd, there's going to be 30 vigils for J6. Now, this is, from a conservative worldview, a conservative viewpoint, and he's been holding these vigils across the country over the past year. I mean, he has been at the tip of the spear of all this to keep this up front, along with a few of us in Radioville, myself, Tucker Carlson, others, that will not go along to get along and are pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And Megan was just sharing with me that, you always have, whenever there's a demonstration for that which is righteous and right, you always have the foe. You always have the compromised, the counterfeit version of it. And there is going to be a counterfeit version of these vigils in D.C. And Megan had just sent me some information to that end. Megan, tell our audience about this, if you would.
Sure. So there's going to be a couple vigils today in and around the Capitol, one at 2 o'clock and the other from 2:30 to 6. And what this is meant to do, all these vigils, is saturate the airwaves. It's called propaganda. One of the vigils is going to be held by Liz Butler. And what you need to know about Liz Butler is she's a Marxist community organizer. She was directly responsible for the arrest of 600 people who were throwing projectiles and smoke bombs at police during one of her environmental justice or social justice rallies. She's also personally directly responsible for interrupting President Bush's inauguration and every inauguration since. And also one of her cohorts is another Marxist organizer. He's part of the Teamsters. And prior to that, he was with the SEIU. His name is he's the director of Shutdown DC. His name is Patrick Young. And so what the Democrats are doing now, as they always do, is they're canonizing violence, but they're hiding violence and shielding themselves and pretending that these are social justice warriors who are patriotic. They are not patriotic. They are violent usurpers. They are Marxist organizers, and they have been and they're professional at it. When you looked at the riots of the summer of 2020, we were told those were peaceful protests. Tens of billions or billions of dollars of damage was caused. Police were murdered. We also had destruction. We had violence. Businesses were torched. We had arsonists. And we were told that was peaceful. When you said 2 million people descended on D.C., 99% of those people were peaceful, but the violent disruptors, like Liz and like Patrick, were there to convert a peaceful protest into a melee, and they did so at the behest of the Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi refused to have police presence there. Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., refused to call the National Guard or have the National Guard present. And so, again, we are witnessing propaganda in order to create the mass formation psychosis, which we have been witness to, whether it's under COVID or whether it was the riots of the summer of 2020 when we were told they were something else. And this is just all hallmarks of leftist Marxist propaganda. They are not only trying to divide us from vaccinated to unvaccinated, they're trying to divide us between Republicans and Democrats. And now the left are referring to Republicans, all Republicans, doesn't matter, as domestic terrorists. And Joe Biden even went so far as to put out a statement either yesterday or today to refer to voting laws as sinister. So they're setting the stage They are setting the stage in order to paint an entire, at least half the country as sinister insurrectionists. And there's reasons for that. We don't really know exactly what their plan is, but we can certainly see the writing on the wall.
Well, their plan is the same as every Marxist plan. You cause this kind of interior disruption, create this chaos, you burn everything down, like the leader of BLM in New York says, hey, we're just going to burn it down. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, we're just going to absolutely destroy everything. And somehow he's supposed to have some credibility, but yet he still is allowed, you know, presence and credibility brought to you. Now you got to keep in mind who's supporting him, the mainstream media and the Democratic Party.
Right. And this is the hallmark of, and I've said this before, but when you see every revolution, when you see every Marxist, communist, socialist revolution, the hallmark of those revolutions is violence. And wherever you find violence, you find a leftist agitator. You find a community organizer. And don't forget, Barack Obama cut his teeth in politics in Chicago, raised by a communist, as a community organizer. Now, did Barack Obama leave his community organized, or did he leave it in chaos? He left it in chaos. And like you said, there's a purpose for that, because in order to burn everything down to the ground, there must be chaos. In order to rebuild things in your Marxist image, there must be fire. Do you understand?
And
you need to burn everything down, and then you need to recreate it into your own image, your own Marxist image. And that's exactly what we've been witnessing from Ferguson to Minneapolis to Chicago. Wherever a leftist has power, we find these hallmarks of violence.
And the thing about this, Megan, you know, when you look at the percentages, just like you said, we got 2 million people coming, you know, to D.C. on January the 6th going, look at, help us out here. I mean, this election, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, they wanted to express their civic responsibility to let the elected officials know that this was serious, that they needed to do a deep dive into this and understand. I mean, what was the worst thing that could have happened? I mean, that these politicians may have responded to 2 million people descending in D.C. and saying, wait a minute, maybe we need to not rush into this. You know, forget about the timeline. Maybe we need to do the right thing here and really investigate, because there's a lot of things. I mean, now here it is. We've got a year later, and the Secretary of State of Georgia, who, you know, President Trump said, hey, Brad, find me 11,000 votes. I understand what the president meant by that. Of course, the mainstream media tried to make it in like as if, you know, Brad was going to go into his desk drawer like Nancy Pelosi and find, you know, 11,000, you know, specially reserved write-in ballots for Donald Trump that could turn the tables here. But, you know, but now he's finding out with the evidence, video evidence is coming out that, in fact, there was stuffing of the ballot box. Oh, yeah, between 2 and 3 in the morning. And now he's saying, well, maybe if I get some more evidence about this, then maybe we should take a look. And this is, what, a year plus later now? I mean, where was he, you know, 14 months ago, you know, taking a serious dive? And other leaders of states that went along and allowed, allowed voter fraud to run en masse and leave America wondering and being affected by this mass formation psychosis that is also affected us in terms of our democracy and the voting process, Megan Barth.
Yeah, and in Georgia specifically, they have tagged over 224 ballot traffickers that dumped tens of thousands of ballots overnight in the early morning into multiple drop boxes that were not being surveilled. They were basically not surveilled at all. And this is what happens when you break down the election process. You invite fraud, and that's exactly what the Democrats want, and that's what they've done. Voter fraud has existed since daily in Chicago, if not before.
Exactly. Got to go. More. Thank you, Megan Barr. Appreciate it.
Or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia sent paratroopers into Kazakhstan on Thursday to put down a countrywide uprising after deadly violence spread across the former Soviet state. Police say they have killed dozens of rioters in the main city of Almaty. State television said 13 members of security forces have died. Internet service has been cut off to the country, but what we know is that the people on the streets accuse the authorities of amassing huge wealth in oil and minerals, while a nation of 19 million remain mostly poor. The Chicago Teachers Union canceled classes for a second straight day after failing to reach an agreement Wednesday with the school district over remote learning and other COVID-19 safety protocols in the nation's third largest school district. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
When you tell me you're too busy to be at the table all day long to get a deal done, you tell that to our parents and those kids who are suffering and depend upon us.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I can appreciate after the discussion with Megan Barth and mass formation psychosis, you say, is there a doctor in the house? Where's our psychiatrist? Well, lucky for us, we've got America's psychiatrist with us right now, Dr. Carol Lieberman, to give us some further understanding as to what is going on. Because, you know, we're told to ignore our lying eyes, that we need to trust Dr. Fauci, Dr. Evil himself, and the rest of these elites that want to control us. And this is the bottom line of it all, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is power and control. Lindsey Graham spelled it out quite clearly for everybody during the Kavanaugh hearings. He called the Democrats out for their lust for power and control. He said, I hope you don't get it. Well, the thing is, you got to more than hope that they don't get it. You've got to do something about it, because they were rather proactive to ascertain said control and power, and they're doing everything they can to exercise it and do it with some rapidity, because they know that their time is drawing nigh, and as it intensifies, it's causing more and more brain damage, so to speak. Those are my words. That's not the psychiatrist's words. Dr. Carol Lieberman joins us now. Dr. Lieberman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Well, help us understand here. I mean, you know, as we were talking earlier, health experts are referring to mass formation psychosis. You're saying that, you know, what happened on 6th is a further indication of, you know, the brain damage within our culture and how the left is hijacked. You say the minds of kids. I think it's the minds of everyday Americans here.
Well, yes, it's both. It's just that they are thinking ahead. They have been thinking ahead by not just, you know, trying to hijack our minds, but to the kids. you know, because they are the future voters of America.
Yeah, I mean, you say whether it's Stockholm syndrome, emotional abuse, or simply indoctrination, there needs to be a sense of urgency. And I think the mama bears out of Virginia gave us some indication, but it's not one and done. I mean, we need to intensify the resistance because, as you said, this march by progressives and the power mongers has been going on for decades. This isn't something that just happened overnight.
Yes, we have been somewhat asleep, and fortunately, you know, of course, COVID has been horrible, except for the one good part, is that it has awakened more parents to what their kids are learning in school, you know, CRT and twisted view of sex and all of this. And to the point, last January 6th, you know, that was an evidence that of how much our children's minds are being hijacked, because there were children, kids, teenagers, who reported their parents when they saw them in Washington, D.C., reported their parents to the police and to the FBI, even though they knew that this would mean that their parents would probably be put in jail, at least arrested. So that just shows you the depth, you know, how they have been made to turn against their parents and believe in their teachers and their schools and the progressive agenda. And, you know, it's, and today, I mean, this morning, I've been watching Kamala Harris and President Biden gaslight us in their speeches. I mean, it is just, they're just twisting, they're saying the opposite of what the truth is. They are twisting it around so that January 6th, they are talking about it as if it is the biggest threat to democracy, as it's as bad as 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. And I mean, it was, first of all, I watched Trump, his speech that morning, and he did not tell people to riot or to destroy, be violent or to destroy property or anything. He told them to march to the Capitol, to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. You know, a peaceful protest, unlike the protests that we've been having for the past 2 years, where cities have been destroyed.
Those mostly peaceful protests with fires in the background of the reporters on the field.
Exactly.
We vividly remember those. Go ahead.
Scary. I mean, I just want people to be aware. I mean, this is really such a dangerous situation that we're in today, because if people believe this, that these people were out to destroy the government, insurrectionists, I mean, that, you know, that's really the most dangerous part of this. They're calling these people who stormed the Capitol criminals, domestic terrorists, insurrectionists, rioters, of course, not patriots, which is what I believe that they were, but insurrectionists, that is the most dangerous word to call them, because they are planning to use to twist a provision in the 14th Amendment that was really related to the Civil War and Confederates and so on. But it says anyone who, quote, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion or given aid or comfort to the enemies shouldn't be elected, shouldn't hold office. And that's really where all of this is going, to get to disqualify Republicans from being allowed to run for Congress or any other.
And specifically Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. I know he canceled his press conference for today, which was kind of a disappointment, but I certainly hope after he watched Kamala Harris and Biden talk this morning that he is as outraged as I am and as lots of other people are, and decide actually to speak.
Well, and the thing is that we have our neighbors, American citizens, who were there peacefully protesting an election that is suspicious. I mean, even to this day, I mean, you get, you know, the ruling elite that say, well, there's nothing here. I mean, they want to Jedi us. They want to mind control us to say, well, nothing really happened. It was a legitimate election, when logic just on its face tells you there's no way. I mean, and now you have an increasing, I mean, the number's been pretty steady among Republicans, you know, 3/4 of Republicans say, no, it was fraudulent. And it started out with maybe 15% of Democrats I think now it's up over 30%, that say, yeah, maybe we need to look into this. And, of course, now one of the early resistors on the Republican side was the Secretary of State for Georgia. And with the recent evidence that has come out, video evidence showing that you had people stuffing the ballot box at between 2 and 4 in the morning there in Georgia. And, you know, it's hard to deny that evidence. And he's saying, well, you know, this really brings to question what people have been saying, that, you know, that there was ballot stuffing, that there were so many illegalities, and the numbers that were involved here were not the kind of numbers that people typically argue when they talk about voter fraud. Say, oh, well, you know, you're talking about maybe 10 votes, maybe 100 votes. You know, he lost by 11,000. So, you know, it's not going to make a big difference anyway. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of votes now being brought into question. And that's been the case whether we're talking Georgia, Pennsylvania, just pick a state where these things are starting to come out. And this is what, you know, is out there. That's that 800,000-pound gorilla that is in the room that everybody's stepping over, that the mainstream media wants us to ignore. And the people are saying, no, we can't. You know, you just can't do it. You know, Carol, speaking of our kids, it's like, you know, I tell people, it's like, you know, when your kids lie to you and you know they're lying, you just don't sleep at night. You just hope that, you know, they'll reconcile the truth sooner than later. But it's bothersome. And we're in that condition right now where you've got over 50% of the country saying our institutions, our federal government has lied to us.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, the mainstream media is saying that there was no evidence, that they checked and they went to these various states and there was no evidence of voter fraud. It wasn't that. It was that the courts didn't want to hear the evidence.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah, and that's what they say. They say, well, the federal judges looked at it and they said there's no evidence. No, they just didn't want to hear the case, including the weak-kneed Supreme Court that is buckled like a $2 chair and doesn't want to get involved in this, right? But yet, they'll get in the middle of abortion.
Yes, yes. I know, that is shocking, and that's a lot scarier than what happened on January 6th, so we can't even count on the Supreme Court.
Well, and what they did to our kids and getting our kids to call out their parents. I mean, these are modern day brown shirts, right?
Well, yes, it's really what's happening here now is really getting us ever, ever closer, not only to 1984, George Orwell's 1984,
yeah,
but to Germany, to communist China, to Russia, to all. Yes. I mean, you know, the things that we thought as a few years ago or when we were growing up, that something like this could never happen. We aren't prepared because we couldn't believe that something like
exactly
this could happen to America.
Well, it's at our door, no doubt. Dr. Carol Lieberman, America's psychiatrist. Look forward to having you back, Carol.
I'd like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
No!
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time, yes, for the one and only Dr. Ted Baer. He is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Dr. Ted, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. That's wonderful. I'm glad we're back on track. This is fun. This is
fun. Can we catch up on a couple things? One thing in particular, the passing of Betty White, a few weeks before her 100th birthday. What a sweet lady. And I know that you knew her. So, tell us your experience, maybe a Betty White story or two.
Well, she was wonderful and she was funny. And she appeared in some Christian movies, actually. And I think she had a faith because we interviewed her, but whether, she was also liberal at the same time, so she was both and one of my sons, out of three sons and four children, keeps asking me, how can you be Christian and be liberal? But there are plenty of people that I know in Hollywood who can straddle that, and we know that God's got a hold of them, and we've asked for God's blessing upon her. But she did some of our award winners for the Movie God Awards for many years. And in between her humor, which was great, she did some very good dramatic TV shows.
I thought she gave us a great example in terms of having some, civility about her, some niceness, kindness. I mean, she always seemed to be very kind towards people, and she didn't wear her politics on her sleeve, so to speak. I mean, it's hard not to be liberal or even be conditioned in some sort of liberal context in Hollywood, and of course having the career that she had. So, you know, I grant her that, but look at, you know, fortunately, God Almighty is greater than any kind of liberal mind, and you know, and he knows better. But I love this one story that I heard. She was interviewed, and I think she was about 90 at the time, Ted, and the interviewer asked her, says, well, are you afraid of death? I mean, what a question to ask somebody, you know. But somehow, you know, sometimes when you're interviewing something, you know, or interviewing someone, you may ask a question that you go, where did that come from? But so I kind of think it was like one of those questions that came out of nowhere, and probably if the interviewer really thought about it, she wouldn't have asked that question, but she did. And Betty was unhesitating with her answer. And she said, no, I'm not. And I think that that spoke of her faith and her belief, as you mentioned, whatever part, whatever much she believed in, she was comfortable in that. And she went on to say that when she went to heaven, she saw herself greeting God, you know, hello, God, this is Betty. And where's Alan?
And like, who are you?
Yeah. Okay. But I love that. I love the little, you know, the question of the, you know, where's Alan? You know, of course, speaking of her husband who had passed away a number of years ago. But
you should online. They've got the best clips from Betty White, and she was, you know, just so humorous. But the movies again that we chose were movies where she was heartfelt, where she was a grandmother, where she was helping people learn faith and values. So she actually, you know, she was deeper than Hollywood, but you know, she had her own way. She was not particularly as solid as some evangelical Christians.
Right. Well, we understand. Let's talk about your review of The Rescue. Tell us about this.
Well, we all know about The Rescue. We all know that, you know, it was caves in northern Thailand, and I've done mission work in northern Thailand, and it's beautiful, but these caves are some of the biggest in the world, and you have a group of teenagers, and who've gone caving, and they're trapped in the cave 2.5 miles down this flooded cave, so because of the monsoons. Now, you know, I'm always asking, if you know there are going to be monsoons, if you know there are going to be floods, if there are going to be mudslides, why do you live in that area? Why do you do these things?
Yes.
But over the time that they were rescuing, and this documentary is extremely exciting. It doesn't take all the negative news that came out, which you remember, and I remember.
Right.
It was amazing that all these, you know, Navy SEALs from the Thai, Navy SEALs, U.S. military, and two British cave divers made it in, decided that they were going to sedate the children, and then swim each one out, and every single one of them was a miracle. Unfortunately, and you know, I don't know, have you been to Thailand? Have you done much in Thailand?
No, I've not. Next time you go, I'll go with you. I'll carry your bags.
Okay. I've been to the most remote villages, etc., all of that. And I've been to Thailand for many times since 1968. But, you know, the Buddhist background of Thailand, they're beautiful, wonderful, great people. But Buddhism is non-theistic and it's non-moral. So anything goes. So the sex industry is gigantic. And it's interesting that here, and Buddhism is also can be very violent. And I could tell you a lot of stories about that. But there's interesting that there's a Buddhist prayer for them, and a prayer to a mountain goddess, which, you know, caution, because the truth of the matter is that if you're, you know, a mainline Buddhist, you wouldn't believe in the Buddhist prayer. So it's a strange sort of mixed theological background that, you know, your children should be at least informed about it before they watch it. But it's a very, very good documentary and one of the most exciting documentaries.
Well, in a way, this is kind of like what you come to when you believe in everything, right?
Yeah,
in a sense, I mean, you find yourself
in nothing.
Yes, exactly.
Nothing.
Right.
And if you want a background, Buddha was basically a failure. You know, he was Siddhartha, he was wealthy, he was a prince. He got married at about 17. He had two children. That didn't work. So he went off to become a sadhu in the woods, which is where the Hindu sadhus went. He couldn't meditate very much, so that didn't work. So he came back and he tried something else, and that didn't work. And then he developed what is called the middle way. And since he sat under the Bodhi tree and he couldn't find God, he said he was non-theistic. He didn't say that it wasn't a God. He just said, you know, it's not around, but I know. Yeah, he was non-moral. He was all these things because he was a man who failed at everything he tried. Now, you're going to get people listening to your show that hate what I just said, but I was, you know, I went to an Ivy League school. I was Ivy League Buddhist, and we went through it, and he says, oh, life is just pain and suffering, so all you can do, it's like being in a toilet. That's what Rinpoche used to say, and you just go and drown. And I said, well, good news is I used to be where you are, and Jesus has always got his hand out, ready to lift us out of the mire. Exactly. And if you trust Jesus, he will pull you out and give you a new life, which will be better than you could possibly imagine. So, you know, that's my summary. Yeah. But
well, I want to encourage you. I mean, I appreciate you speaking so truthfully about this. And there may be some people that may be annoyed by what is said, but look, at this is the truth. And it's the truth that'll set you free. Now, if you want to buy into a faux narrative, well, then you got to understand, first of all, what Buddha himself, you know, found out is what we're told is that if you're going to come to God, you got to come to God with truth and humility. And you can't do it on your terms. I mean, Cain tried to do it on his terms, and look what happened to him. But God told him very succinctly, and I love what God said. It echoes through the millennia here, Ted. He says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that is something that we need to hear for today, is that, you know, God is bottom line. You know, he said, be fruitful, multiply. Okay, are you fruitful? Are you multiplying? Is it going well for you? If it is not, then maybe you need to pause for just a moment instead of being like Buddha sitting there going, well, I guess maybe the conclusion is there is no God. Well, there's no God if you are approaching him incorrectly, because God will not be approached. He's not going to be mocked. He's not going to listen to somebody who wants to lie, cheat, and steal.
Yep, absolutely right. By the way,
you got me revved up. Sorry.
That Harvard student accepted Christ at that moment, and he's now the head of one of the largest Christian counseling companies and very famous.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
There you
see
go.
What you did? It's all your fault. Hey, let's talk again. You and I have talked about this many times, and we probably will until Jesus comes, and that's okay. I'm happy to do this. And that is that, again, it is all about moral uplifting movies that are ringing the box office.
Well, this is the story that Hollywood, you know, the press, the news media, because if it bleeds, it leads in the news media. I'm surprised that, you know, you do so well and some of my friends, because you're positive and you're uplifting. And the news media is always negative. It's always choosing movies that nobody wants to see. And it always gets angry when good movies do well at the box office. But last year, the good movies did extremely well. Now, that just is a pattern, because every year, 90% of the top 10 movies are movies with strong faith and values. And it's just amazing. Movies like The Boss Baby, Family Business, one of our favorite films. It'll definitely be a Movie Guide nominee for the best movie for families. Encanto, A Quiet Place 2. Yeah. All of them have faith and strength and values. And the bad movies, they are rated, Halloween Kills, et cetera, did not do well. So, you know, somehow you've got to get past the deception of the of the false news. I don't want to labor that.
He is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Ted, where can they go for more information?
MovieGuide.org, MovieGuide.org. And, you know, we have a lot of tools to help you. It's free. We send out emails every day, for one for date night, one for family night, one for children's night. We're trying every way possible to help people choose the good and reject the bad, so the good can do better at the box office and we can change the entertainment industry.
Well, Happy New Year, my friend. Appreciate you. Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.